Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Okay, it's Dom time here from Mulligan Shore Bar, and we have with us the voice of the Jersey Shore, Hurley in the Morning. Harry Hurley is squeezing us into his incredibly busy schedule. Harry, you have a guy named Duke over there. We were at the front of the line saving the seat.
How will everybody get into where we're
I don't know if that should be allowed. How do you rate that they get the safest seat for Harry Hurley?
Yes, indeed. How you doing?
Very good, Harry. It is busy here. I don't know if you know Mulligan's, but it has been incredible over here. So you're headed over to be first in line tonight with Duke, right?
Well, I'm here. I am here at the rally.
Oh.
We're getting ready to go inside for a little bit. Then they'll do a full sweep, and we'll go out, and we'll come back in at 3 o'clock. But I am here, and in my humble estimation, it's very hard. I'm taking, like, the size of people, how many rows, it's like cattle. And then there's a whole satellite area, and then there's a whole other area that's wrapped around several blocks of Wildwood on the boardwalk. It is the capacity plus is already here.
All right, Harry, of course, is at WPG Talk Radio 95.5 FM and 1450 FM in the mornings. I heard your interview this morning with Laura Trump. Now, you know, she's the one that broke the news. I don't know how they count this or even keep track of it, but that there have been 175,000 requests to get in tonight.
Yes, that was actually two exclusives yesterday, Dom, in my interview with Laura, who, by the way, not just because her last name is Trump, what an amazing surrogate she is. And by the way, inches from me, her Secret Service agent. It's incredible. This is hours away, and the energy is incredible. Laura Trump broke two pieces of news yesterday morning. One, that 175,000 plus tickets were requested, and they know it because they have Trump analytics. Brett Parscale is he's the best at what he does. They know exactly how many people have requested to be here. The Wildwoods Convention Center holds 7,500, and in another breaking news announcement, she mentioned that because so much more demand than supply, they're going to be doing another rally at a later date. So that was very exciting.
In Jersey, another rally in Jersey at a later date.
That's what she said.
Wow. So how are all those people going to get in there? We're here at Mulligan's Bar. We've had people since 7 this morning that haven't moved out of here. Unless they have all seat holders for them, which I'm doubting, Harry, people are making this a day, and they just want to be there tonight and connect with this, watching it on the jumbo screen, if possible.
That's correct. There will be more people by probably a power of 3 watching the Jumbotron than will be inside the convention center. I interviewed yesterday and this morning the person that's number 1 in the line. He has been here since 2 a.m. Sunday. That's
yeah, we spoke with Duke. We came up there a couple of hours ago and spoke with Duke, who's, of course, a huge fan of your show, and was typical of the type of people in line. And the things that we notice, people just having fun, no trash around, and just a party, a fun connection to America, Trump, and just their value system. They're not angry as much as they're entertained and having fun today.
And patriotic, and that is so important what you just said. There's probably more than 10,000 people here right now. There's not a single incident. Everyone is kind to one another. If somebody bumps into you, they actually say, oh, excuse me, I'm sorry. There's politeness here. It's everything the other side says the opposite. They say
yes.
About this side.
And Harry, let's preview the president tonight. I hope he's been fed a lot of Jersey stuff. I mean, you talk about fertile grounds with the goofy governor and things of that nature, and just Jersey in general, to be able to have Trump drop these in tonight, right?
Well, as you know, President Trump is the master marketer. He always knows where he is. He always knows his audience. He's not like potentially one of his running mates that doesn't even know what state he's in and says the wrong state. The president knows he's in New Jersey. He knows that Congressman Van Drew has done something that's only happened 40 times in the history of the Republic, and no one has ever switch from the minority party, from the majority party to the minority party. President Trump knows exactly where he is, and he's going to bring it tonight.
Now, let me ask you, Harry, we're watching, too, at the same time, impeachment stuff. Dan, my producer, thinks the new Republican Party is to let Bolton come as a witness and to fight it out. I'm on the camp that says, no, the new Republican Party says, go to hell. We're not having any witnesses. We're tired of all this stuff. We're going to ask the questions on Wednesday, vote on Friday, and this will be over with. Which side is the position you're taking?
Well, until the, and it shouldn't matter, but until the John Bolton book, even Mitt Romney was going to have to shut his trap. But he can't help himself because he can't be president and he never will. So he has lit this whole thing up, trying to convince other members of the Senate, oh, it's only fair, we got to hear from John Bolton. It's a disgrace. Listen, neither article of impeachment is a crime. What witnesses do you need? You try the case that the House impeachment managers put together. And they said it's incontrovertible. They said it's overwhelming. And so why do they want a whole new trial? I think they're going to get witnesses, though, because four squishy Republicans will give the Democrats exactly what they want.
Well, if they do, then this is going to go on 3 to 6 months. And, hey, I'm friendly with Pat Toomey and support him most times. But Toomey is an example that's saying, why can't we trade like this is fantasy football? They get Bolton, we'll get X. This is crazy.
They get Bolton,
like this is the NFL draft.
Get Hunter Biden. Well, here's the thing about that. When does it end then? I mean, if you're playing a game like that, nobody wants to be last. And if you get one, then I got to get one. Then you got to get one. Then I got to get one. And then guess what? Guess who gets helped by this to some extent, unless his family
really gets
nailed.
Given the media, as much as I like to see Hunter Biden be roasted and all that, at the end of the day, he's small fish. The media will make Bolton out to be the hero of the republic. That'll be the story, not Hunter Biden. We all know it. So this trading
witnesses
is crazy.
But Dom, John Bolton was someone the media just absolutely despised, that he wasn't qualified, that he was dangerous, he was going to get us into wars. Now all of a sudden he's Master Yoda, the Oracle.
Well, without a doubt, that's the way it goes. Harry, enjoy the time over there. We'll see you tonight in the media pit, I guess.
It's exciting. We'll see you, Dom. Keep up the great work.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.